Now, school secretaries who are members of the trade union FORSA are beginning a work stoppage this morning in a dispute over pay and conditions. Protests will take place at 250 schools across the country, while up to 1,000 schools are expected to be affected by the stoppage. Thereafter, they will commence a significant work to rule. Our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley is at North Dublin National School Project in Glasnevin, where strike action is getting underway. And before we speak to Ingrid, she's been speaking to school secretary Maeve Hurrell, who's been a secretary for 28 years. This is what she had to say.
I'm the longest serving member of staff and I don't have the same rights and conditions as the other members of staff because I'm a grant paid secretary. I don't feel the same valued as the same other members of staff, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I work front of house out of a government building, but I'm not a civil servant. We'll go as far as we have to go, I think. It's not, you know, rocket science. There aren't that many of us. And it will tidy up the system. It will be better for schools as well. And it will be better for the person who comes after me to have rights that I haven't had all of these years. It's just to be valued. I suppose I'm old-fashioned in that way that you like to think.
So Ingrid, just remind us, why are the secretaries striking today?
Well, basically, this goes back to a two-tier pay system. There are two groups of school secretaries. Some are hired directly by the Department of Education. And as Maeve said, they have the status of public servants. That means that they have fixed pay scales, they have paid holidays, they have all of those benefits and a pension. The ones who are funded through a grant to boards of management of individual schools do not have that status. Many of them have temporary contracts. They can earn as little as £12,500 a year. And Maeve herself has to sign on every summer when the schools are closed because there isn't holiday pay to cover those periods. So they're arguing that this is an unfair situation and that they want the school secretaries paid through board of management grants to be brought up to the same level as the Department of Education funded secretaries.
Now, there was a meeting on Wednesday with the department. What happened at that meeting?
Well, nothing. It failed to resolve the situation, and it was at that point that FORSA confirmed that their industrial action was going ahead. So what's actually happening is there will be an hour-long stoppage at there'll be protests at 250 schools around the country. But once the secretaries go back in, they're going to start effectively a work to rule, in that they are not going to be engaging with any public service administrative systems. They argue that if they're not paid as public servants, treated as public servants, with the benefits of public servants, then why should they engage with the public service systems that are in the schools? Now, initially, there'll only be one system that will be affected, but it will affect the capture of data for the Department of Education, and that's quite important. They need to know how many pupils are in the school, how many are out sick, and all of that data goes into planning for various projects and projections. So I think that we won't see an immediate shutdown. The union argues that this will not impact on pay on pupils. It'll be an administrative difficulty for the department. But clearly, it is unhelpful to the department that this is happening. The department has described this as unwarranted and premature. They say that they're carrying out a survey at the moment to assess the scale of the problem, and that once that survey is complete, they'll be happy to, as they said, consider this fully. But I think that the secretaries say that this has been going on for decades, that they're not going to tolerate it for much longer, and that if this isn't resolved in the shorter term, they will escalate their non-cooperation.
And Ingrid, I suppose you mentioned the public service systems that they won't be taking part in today, but of course secretaries do a huge amount of work in schools, don't they? So if there are further work stoppages, will the schools and pupils then begin to be affected?
Well, it could be, yes. I mean, like this morning, it's only an hour. It'll be finished at about 9:30. I'm here at the North Dublin National School Project. I'm looking at the children coming into school with their parents, and the protest is going to get underway shortly. We'll wait and see how much support has come. But I understand that a lot of the managers in the schools are incredibly sympathetic to their secretaries, because they know that the secretaries do everything from picking up children who've fallen in the playground to the administrative stuff, phoning parents if there's a problem. You know, they are, if you like, the Castrol GTX that lubricates the school. And I think that one difficulty could be that it's only if they escalate to some sort of full stoppage that people might realise exactly what it is that they do.
Okay, Ingrid, thank you for joining us this morning. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley, at the North Dublin National School Project in Glasnevin, where strike action is underway.